So, hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode. You're listening to the podcast, This Urban Life. So, those of you who don't know, I recently went a month ago, I went on a road trip to the countryside, and it was a really good experience for a person who had not left her home for 9 months since the pandemic started. So I was really lucky to have that opportunity. People were really jealous that I went. Like, I went out of the house. The day I stepped out of the house, it was the day I left for a journey. And as scary as it sounds, that traveling during the pandemic, so there were a few restrictions that I had to oblige to, but otherwise it was just like a normal trip. I mean, you can't just tell that there was a pandemic going on except for that you had to wear a mask every time. But where I went, there the COVID cases were not that much than in metropolitan cities. So yeah, so today I'm going to be describing that trip, and as you can guess, I had a great experience, but still there were some things that happened which were saddening a bit. But I was I'm like really grateful to God for the opportunity to send me on a road trip during the pandemic. So let's get started. Usually, whoever goes on a road trip has to leave early in the morning from their abodes, except if you are going in the night and you want to reach your destination in the morning and then enjoy and stuff. Go sleeping, enjoy when you wake up, whatever. So that did not happen. Mostly everyone who I know, or mostly whoever goes on a road trip, has to leave early morning. So obviously there were some early morning blues. And besides the duration of the whole trip, which was like 6 hours, there were some drawbacks that I had to wear the mask the whole time. And already, you know, if the AC, the air conditioner's on in the switched on in the car, and the windows are closed, there is some suffocating type of sensation you get, and your head, like, basically it's like car sickness. So that did not, like, that is something that happens to me almost every time I visit that place, or almost every time I go on a road trip. But this time, I don't know what happened, but it did not happen, and I would not call it a bad thing. It's obviously a very good thing. But still, you were wearing a mask, there were some breathing issues or whatever, some headache, but alright, it's alright. I went on a road trip during the pandemic. So the car which we had hired for going to that place, the countryside, we're going to call that place countryside, it was actually countryside. So the car we had hired to go to the countryside came to my place like in early morning, 5 a.m. in the morning. So I had really put some efforts in putting like 189 songs in my pen, in the USB drive which I was taking for the journey, because you know how if you take or you want to play songs on your phone or and wear headphones, so it is a very tedious job to keep on changing the tracks or whatever. So I really like to take my songs in a USB drive. But I had wasted, like, not wasted, you can say utilized, when I thought I was doing that, like 2 or 3 hours distributed on a scale of like 3 days, I suppose, like 1 hour each day. So I had did that job of loading these songs, downloading songs on that pen drive. So what I realized as soon as I sat in that car, I asked the driver to put that pen drive, and then the driver just said that they don't, like, the car doesn't have a USB drive port. And it was really frightening to a person who had spent so much time devoted to songs. So I was very sad, annoyed at the same time, but I had to cope up with it. Luckily, I had thought that, I don't know, in my back of my mind, I had thought that something would like this would happen, although I did not expect. It was quite I obvious that there would be a USB port in that car. So I had taken a Bluetooth speaker for that. Ooh, 5 minutes down, just describing the starting of my journey. I didn't expect it to start like this. Whatever, moving on. So you can basically imagine what happened next. I was sitting in the car queuing the songs like manually, and that's how like half of my time went. Even like when I did this, the whole tedious thing of queuing the songs, and I just heard like 2 or 3 songs and then my mind just went off and I just shut the player off for the rest of the journey. So that's how what happened when I was traveling to the place, to the countryside. It was, as I said, a 6-hour journey. I had taken my breakfast in the car. So it was like nothing much. I was pretty much on my phone the whole time. That's what like Gen Zs do. People from the Generation Z do. So I reached that place around 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I had my lunch there. Obviously, had to take a bath and isolate myself for a couple of hours, because obviously for people living there, you can't just go and meet them and talk to them, because you're obviously coming from a place where COVID cases are so much higher and they don't expect you to interact with them for the first 2 or 3 hours. So I was just sitting again idle that time. And when I went to this journey, it was obviously a working week. That means I had my classes and stuff, so I had to take those as well. From there only, the internet connection was it was very low at that time. I don't know, I can't exactly say it was bad, because I was able to play Among Us. So yeah, it was, I don't know what happened, like whenever classes and stuff happened, then internet connection, always the quality dropped. But when I had to play and do like watch stuff, so the quality went up. So whatever, that's how I spent most of my day. It was like a 4-day journey, and it was a nice break. I mean, if you're sitting at your home again for 9 months and you are asked to step out of the house and go on a road trip, that's how you would behave. And the food there was obviously good, because I think everyone of us has been annoyed by the food we get in our homes, sick of staying at homes. Obviously, it is a situation everyone is literally facing right now. People are going to the markets, visiting their friends and stuff, but I'm doing none of those things. And I just went on the road trip there, and I'm again just sitting in my house, isolating myself. And the people who are going to visit their friends, obviously they have a like very high chance of contracting the virus. And I'm like, I can't do anything about my situation also. About the countryside, the people there were obviously very kind. It is a place that I visit like every summer, I suppose. And this time it got a wee bit delayed because of the pandemic, everyone knows. The borders and all shut down, so I could not go there. And it would have been better if I went there earlier, because at that time people were really taking charge of their health. They were really following the lockdown. So that time the chances of getting the virus would have been low, very low. Only like 600 cases came when the lockdown had happened. But as soon as the unlock started, I'm not blaming that unlock should not have been there, but still, whenever like the unlock started, the cases like shot up, like thousands and thousands of cases started coming. So that's the reason. The trip was nothing much. It's basically going out of the place you're staying for like 9 months, taking a 6-hour journey there, doing whatever you did at the home there only, and then coming back after a 6-hour journey back to whatever you're doing for the last 6 months. So And in the countryside, I saw some people who weren't even wearing masks, and nobody could stop them. I mean, except for the main area, like the where the market and the trade happened. Except from that area, people were not really wearing masks, because obviously there must have not been any cases. Still, they should wear masks, I suppose, but obviously it's up to the local people to follow the guidelines or not. As you know, in the car as well, you are not allowed to take off your mask, even if you're sitting with the people you live with since the last 9 months, but you are not allowed to take off your masks. Now, people have really started traveling, like as tourists, to go to places where COVID is literally less. And I don't think they go and spread it there. Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. If you're one of those people who are planning to travel in the next couple of months, or going to celebrate their New Year somewhere, obviously enjoy yourselves as much as you can, but very, 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 very strictly follow the guidelines, whatever is given by the government. Wear your masks at all costs, even like you are very overprotective about yourself. Wear shields, gloves, whatever you want. And cover yourself, basically, because I don't know, I have seen some news somewhere that the third wave is coming. When the heck did we experience the second wave? I do not know anything about that. But still, the third wave is coming. The cases are rising again, especially in metropolitan cities. In some places, it is, the cases are low. Some places, it is very high. So especially take care when you're visiting those places. Isolate yourself for a couple of hours when you reach your destination. Have your hand sanitizers always with you. And there are those sprays also in the market available. Like, not now, but since a very long time, there are those sprays available, which you spray on hard or soft surfaces. So you can buy those also. And I very strictly recommend you to buy those, because those are very helpful. When you touch a surface, you have, there might be a chance that a droplet of the infected person can be there, and you can just, for people who touch their faces a lot, even if they're sweating or want to wipe their nose or whatever, so they should really, really have this spray while traveling, even for the car seats and stuff. And one more thing I forgot, that the driver, which we had called to go there, we had ordered a special seat, not a special seat, but there is like a plastic covering available in the market these days, where you can buy that covering and put that on the driver's seat, and you don't have, basically it's like plastic and the virus can't travel, so that's a good thing if you want to go on a road trip as well. Lastly, I would say it was a very, very great experience. Again, I'm grateful to all the forces who made that moment come and had me to travel to the countryside. I would say that if you experience something you're very happy and you want more of it, and I obviously think that I should go on road trip again anytime soon, but I don't know. So yeah, that's the end of this episode. If you like this episode, it was like proper, it's like a proper personal journal episode. So if you like this episode, show some love, share it. Let's aim for like 50 plays in 1 week within this episode. That's like the most I can aim for an episode like this. Make sure that you follow the podcast on Spotify. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts again. As I said in the last episode as well, we hit the charts last month, and I want the episode or the podcast to experience it again as well. It's all because of you guys who listen to the podcast regularly and share it with your friends. I really need you to share this episode, because it was a very fun episode to record, and all of these things that happened last month when I was on the road trip, I got to recall those and put that as memories in my brain. So yeah, so thank you for listening to this episode, and stay tuned for the next episode whenever it comes, obviously next week, and peace out.